Hey all, this is Pastor Christopher Stout, Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina, with our Family Devotion podcast. We're going to begin our family devotion in a very ancient way of beginning our prayers as part of the Psalms. We begin it this way. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our reading today is going to be from Luke chapter 24, and we're going to consider who the scriptures are all about. As we read the stories, as we hear about the people, where do they find their center? Where do they find their source? Luke chapter 24, Jesus has been crucified, he's died, he has been buried, and he has rested. He's been risen from the dead, he's appeared to many, and this is where Jesus is at right now. Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 44, Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, the Christ should suffer, and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in my name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So Jesus says that everything is written about him in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, and that everything about him must be fulfilled. Everything that came about before him has their fulfillment in Christ, and everything in the scriptures that came after him, especially the New Testament, the apostles' writings, finds their fulfillment or finds their completion in Christ, pointing back to Christ and coming from Jesus as the source. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to consider the stories especially of the Old Testament, and to ask this question to everyone, to yourself, to your children. How does this find its fulfillment in Jesus? So I'm going to ask my boys today about one of their favorite Bible stories in the Old Testament, and we'll begin to ask that question, how does it find its fulfillment in Jesus? Solomon, do you want to start? Tell me a little bit about one of your favorite Bible stories in the Old Testament.
Okay. I like Moses when he split the Red Sea.
Right. This is after all of the plagues. And Moses and all of the people of Israel are at the Red Sea, and they're trapped because they're at the Red Sea on one side, and behind them are the Egyptians, their enemies. They're coming after them. What does the Lord do?
He tells Moses to put his staff up above the water, and it splits in half.
Very good. And what do the people of Israel do?
They march across. Boom, boom,
very good. Boom, and boom. Then the Egyptians, they follow after them. And what happens?
The ocean goes kersplash on top of them. And
that's right. So God's enemies are defeated while the people of Israel go through the sea on the dry land. Now, so you ask this question, how does this teach us about Jesus? How does this find its fulfillment in Jesus? Well, the name Jesus means he saves his people from their sins. To be saved, you need to be saved from something. And one of the great things that this story teaches us is that God saves his people from his enemies. In this case, the enemies were the Egyptians, the ones who wanted to bring them back into slavery. As they were in Egypt. We are slaves to sin, death, and the devil until Jesus sets us free. And one of the great joys of this story is that we are set free through the water, just like the people of Israel were as well. They were set free through the crossing of the Red Sea, and we are set free because baptism now saves you. Henry, you want to tell me one of your favorite Bible stories? Go ahead, Henry. Tell me about one of your favorite stories.
My favorite Bible story is in Genesis, which is the creation, when God created the heaven and the earth.
Well, how did he create the heavens and the earth? What did he do?
He said, let there be light, and there was light.
Very good.
Let there be water, and there was water.
That's right.
Let there be grass, let there be land. He said everything.
Right.
So,
it had no choice but to do it.
Right. Listen. So Jesus, so God's word is creative, and we find this continues to happen with the ministry of Jesus as well. So sometimes he'll do miracles, taking things like mud and spitting on the ground, making a blind man see. But other times he'll just speak the word, a blind man sees. He'll just speak the word and the leper is cleansed. Jesus' word is powerful. And Henry points us to the beginning, and we know from the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word. And St. John's going to tell us the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that the Word is in fact Jesus himself. So you're always wanting to know your stories. You're always wanting to know because their stories are your stories. Their stories are our stories. Their stories teach us about the same Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same Jesus that says that everything written about him in the Law of Moses and the Prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name. Lord Jesus, teach us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.